show, Talk Radio 640 WGST, weekdays noon to 2. Remember to check us out online, WGST.com. Check out some of the interviews that we've done over the past week, all archived on there. Each week, just a little bit after 1 o'clock on Fridays, we chat with Rick Limpert. Check in with him. And Rick, a disappointing loss for Limpert Tech last week.
I don't want to talk much about it, Selvig, but overtime losses are tough, but we'll be back on it this week and try to get it back on the in the win column.
Well, speaking of the win column, Rick, you're kind of sitting in it right now as you are at the Lexus RX Regional Media Preview in Charleston, South Carolina, getting an up-close and personal look at the latest and greatest from Lexus. What's it like over there in Charleston right now?
Beautiful. Sun's out, Sully. I know we haven't seen it a lot in Atlanta this week, but real nice. Staying at the Belmont Charleston Hotel, so that's a plus. And anytime you get to preview and drive the new Lexus SUV, the RX 458, it's a great week, great weekend.
Yeah, you sent me a couple of pictures of some of these vehicles. Lexus is the top brand in Consumer Reports reliability survey. That's pretty impressive. I didn't realize that.
Well, yeah, they've been making great vehicles for a long time, and you know, I get invited to all sorts of things, but it's really cool when you get to go to something where the people are the best at what they do, and their product is the best. So, you know, Consumer Reports, they've loved Lexus for years, performance, reliability, and well, of course, what I do, looking at some of the new technology on the vehicles, it's great.
And you're focusing this week, they're focusing, too, on the RX line. Explain a little of the history of the RX line from Lexus.
Well, the Lexus SUVs came out kind of at the peak of when everybody was getting SUVs back in, like, the late 90s. So, you know, they've used a lot of their car technology in their SUVs, so it drives like a car, but you have all the room that you would expect from an SUV. And then when they put all the latest gadgets and technology in it, it's... For somebody like me, it's a home run.
The perennial best-selling luxury crossover. That's a pretty impressive sentence to be able to put in front of your vehicle. And Atlanta is really a big market for them, too.
Big money for crossovers. And, you know, that's what I talk about when it drives like a car or performs like a car, but you get the space and the, you know, we transport our families around and our pets and all our belongings a lot of times. When we move around the city or go on vacation, so it's great to have all that extra room and the comfort that you get in an SUV like the RX 450.
When people are buying a new vehicle, they're always looking to get some upgrades, both in, you know, maybe size and space, pickup, you know, better safety features. What type of features does the RX have on it that improve its safety?
Well, even though we have the technology, but LED headlights and headlamps are a big thing in the industry right now because, you know, with the old halogen or the old headlights, it was hard to see sometimes, or you wouldn't get that great vision that you would expect for driving at night or driving in inclement weather. You get that here with the Lexus. That's pretty much standard on these Lexus SUVs. Strong fenders, and, you know, and then the drag coefficient, you get better gas mileage. So they, at Lexus, and I think all the car manufacturers, it's really not a bad car made today or anymore, but it's the little things that separate, you know, the companies like Lexus from the other companies, and that's why you pay a little bit of a premium, but people are willing to do that.
Well, I can tell you, Rick, as someone who has an astigmatism in one of his eyes, I do not like these LED headlamps, and I would like to remind people, when it's raining or if it's foggy like it is in Atlanta today, you do not need to have your high beams on in order to see, okay? It's quite amazing how bright these lights actually are. It's either that or I'm getting old, Rick. I don't know.
Well, you are getting old, Sully, but that's right. The problem is not with the headlamps or the headlights. The problem are the people that put the brights on and blind everybody that they're passing, and that causes wrecks. As we know in Atlanta, every morning and every evening now, when it's dark, when we're driving to and from work, there's wrecks because a lot of times people can't see where they're going. They're trying to guess, and there's no place for that on Atlanta's highways and state routes.
Chatting with Rick Limpert, as we always do, every Friday, a little bit after 1 o'clock, covers technology on a national level, writing a daily column, which you can see at examiner.com. On Twitter, Rick's handle is Rick Roswell. The redesigned instrument cluster on the panel in the RX is pretty cool. It still maintains its coolness and showcases all the technology, but it kind of keeps things a little simple, I think, which a lot of people like.
Yeah, there's so much going on with the dashboard now, Sully, that you want something that you can see, something bright, something that's clear, and I think you get that with the with their vehicles. And I'll put a picture of the dash on my on the website at ricklimper.info for people to check out. This is huge, and again, they're thinking safety, they're thinking that the people that are using the vehicles and keeping them safe.
All-wheel drive, vehicle stability control, there's a lot of upgrades in this new RX that make it perform better and handle better on the road.
Yeah, I can't wait to get out and drive it. We're going to do that in a few minutes, but you know, the whole entire chassis of these vehicles, it's kind of been changing, and they looked at that, and the vehicle systems management program, it's drastically improved, and you know, it reduces, it's very quiet, reduces the noise, so they think of everything, and this is not driving your late model 1990s car, sorry, that you're tooling around in.
Oh, no, I'm not late 1990s. I'm right smack dab in the first decade of the 2000s driving an 05 model car.
Okay.
But happen to love it very much, though. And I know that people are really going to love the upgrades that have been made in terms of entertainment in the back seat. Talk about the screens available in the new RX. Pretty impressive.
Yeah, swivel screens for the back seat, swivel monitors. We're always thinking about the people that are driving the car, the front seat, and what's going on up front, but the people in the back seat, they don't forget about them as well. So quality viewing, these high-def LCD displays and monitors, like I said, you can adjust them, and then you know, plug in your full multimedia entertainment and enjoy that while you're on the road.
Rick, if you were in the back seat of one of these RXs, what type of television programming or movies would you want to be watching?
You know, maybe some YouTube videos or, you know, some tapes of Limper Tech game film, maybe. So plug in whatever you want these days with the with your phones or your tablets and watch them on the high-def screen.
Well, I'd have to say I'd want to watch one of my all-time favorites, certainly The Godfather, if we were on a little bit longer of a road trip, maybe plug the headphones and watch that. Or perhaps check out the Premier League or the UEFA Europa League and see how Tottenham Hotspur is doing. A nice win for them over RSC Anderlecht in the Europa League yesterday, 2-1.
Sully, congratulations, Eddie. You can't go wrong with that. So versatility, that's what you get with these vehicles and what you get with the Lexus line. And I'm jumping out of my pants here wanting to drive this thing that I'm looking at right now.
Yikes, I don't know if I've ever heard Rick as excited as he is now. Hopefully the people at Lexus can contain his enthusiasm today.
They're doing their best.
Rick Limpert, always good to talk to you. You're in Charleston checking out what's going on with this media preview event. New vehicle, the 2016, and that is the RX 450H. Rick, what's on tap for the rest of the weekend?
Well, the other thing they want me to mention is these vehicles now, these are branded, but they will be for sale in Atlanta starting this week or this coming week. So these are the current vehicles, but you don't have to wait long to try them yourself. They're coming out, but I'll be back home, Sully, for a couple weeks, and hope to see you.
All right, good. We'll have to get you in studio. Have a good one, Rick. Always good to chat with you on a Friday here on 640 WGST.